for this, because at 8 o'clock, Ryan Neese, who is the conductor of the Oakland Youth Orchestra and will conduct the foray, he will attend to run through the whole piece. Okay? We have our rehearsal on Sunday, at which he will again conduct, that this time with the orchestra, the foray, and you'll go through all the dances with me in the orchestra. I had a lot of fun with them this past Sunday, because I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a former member of that orchestra. And so it was not a flashing back. So if we could go from page, bottom of page 16, please, we'll do the baritone things. So how about give him a bar and a half?
Quando cieli muove di sonte
This is chorus, actually letter L, page 65. So you know when we get their chorus, I told you I was preparing you for him taking the actual listed tempi, the slow ones in the 40s, and he did say that that's what he's going to do, so I figured that, and then we're all prepared. Sitting down, you've done all day. You just want to get that lifted up off your middle section. Yes, shaking it out. just a little bit of neck loosening exercise. This is very gentle, nothing extreme. So exhale, head down, inhale, head up. Just looking straight up, again, nothing super extreme. Just to feel that opening at the back of the skull. So back, exhale, down. Make sure your feet are at least hip width apart so we don't fall over. And then inhaling. And coming back to center. And then left and right. Just to feel that range of motion. And coming back to center. And just a little swinging. Sometimes it helps to touch the shoulders so you don't have to injure your knuckles on anything hard in these close quarters. And breathing as you do. And you can slow it down as well to follow, let your eyes follow behind. And just give that spine a nice twist. And coming back to center. Let's do an exercise to just for a breath exercise for opening the ribs. We're going to take our breath and just hold it and feel where our ribs are from the front all the way to the back as they connect at the spine. Okay, so exhale and then inhalation. And awareness of your back. Not stiffness, but awareness. And then release. And as you do that, the abdomen contracts a little bit. And then now release the lower abdomen. And take that breath again and feel the back. And as those intercostal muscles expand so that you can take that breath. And one more time, release low. Our breath. So when you get into a situation in your singing where you're feeling, it feels tight, I'm not relaxed, take that low breath. Let that have that low release. Because again, culturally we have a tendency to be cinched here, and that's contrary to what we need to do as singers. We need to release here in the low abdomen to be able to take a good enough breath, oxygenate our blood to do the work that we have to do. So starting, let's try D flat major, please. Me. And
me.
Okay, with no diphthong. And starting with 1:8, and.
Before you get to it, go straight to the vowel for me on the first chord that comes in. This is what we want to hear is more effect than we worry about the consonant. Time.
Thank you.
the thing to think about, we don't need to go back on any of it because it's really quite beautiful, is to always think of moving line. Occasionally I hear of a lungs group, particularly when you have the tenors and sopranos in this movement, when you have your little bits of solos and long lines of things, I get mixed in the group, which is really a great unified sound in general. I get lost in sometimes either too much of a syllable or something, and it breaks the line. Too much of a syllable, or perhaps even a catch of air. Tenors, you had it too occasionally. It's all about the long line draw of it. The whole piece really is not as dramatically involved as a Verdi Requiem or something like this. It's all about how beautiful it is. So the singing you always want to do is the easiest, nicest, warmest thing you're doing. And for me, a lot of that means line. That means just the air going through all the four measures. So always take up, always take it through. Let's go on to the second movement. It's quite beautiful. This is in the second measure of A, and the similar thing, fourth measure of B, when you have it on your beat four. I will give you time to stop and come together, particularly for tenors to have that breath. There's a breath mark in there between those eighth notes, things there. And you're doing very well of sneaking and going on, but it can be more of a break, and actually there should be, to set up the color that's coming into the strings. So let it be there. Throughout the whole thing. Right where altos enter, three before A, just right on there.
Thank you.
I could actually stand to hear a little bit more sound as you crescendo into, let's see where we are. De o re o nis. Every time into that downbeat. It's sort of the end of the phrase, but it's the tension, the dissonance of the chord that we want to emphasize. So think about that. It's always for tenors and altos. Do you see what I mean? This is 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth into the sixth measure of B, same thing, C, second measure of C into that downbeat. Of the like places, 1 before B, this happens, and 3 before B, a little bit more. Nothing dramatic, nothing, just recognition of the tension that's happening there. Also, can we have, quickly, third measure of C playing their parts with them, particularly for our tenors? I think you need to hear their line, the skip of the fifth they didn't quite have. Let's do second measure of C, starting with the altos. 2 and 3. To the forte and coming back. Right where we stopped, you see you have that all? Forte into the fifth measure of C, and then back to the piano. Do it from, please, pick up into C. That downbeat we're going to talk about. And 3. Distracted by the rhythm on the first beat. Listen for the nobi doobie stuff in the piano. Connect with that top of the rhythm. And 3.
Oh,
huge breath for everybody. So we get reached to the B major. And all the way to the end on that breath. We will stop to give you plenty of time. Back to the tempo primo one more time. We've gone faster. We're going to go back to, maybe we don't go back to his tempo, we're going to go back to our old tempo. Keep the line moving. Two and three. Sound is really quite gorgeous from all of you, is the sort of, when I said phrase a second ago in the first movement, is the sort of meditative feel about all of it. There's really not much urgency, with the exception of one or two sections in this piece for me. It's all about an actual spiritual sort of meditation through it. So a lot of the singing and the tone that I'm going for has that effect to its sound. So that's why I think, as I think Lynn was saying earlier, with breathing low, it's a lot of that long support, long just connecting throughout all of it, all about the richness and the pretty, beauty of it. Let's go on the third movement. go from a note to basses and baritones. More pianissimo after B on the fifth measure than you did. It has to be almost subito, all pianissimo, shocking change of pianissimo. The move to D major is extremely important, and you have to affect that in your singing. Let's just do it from B one more time. Again, the idea of this, moving it along, and it does not finish early. I'm hearing some singers who are ending the race early, reaching the line before you get to it, and it goes all the way to beat three at the end of your four-measure phrase each time. So things drop off, and the pitch starts to go down just a little bit at B. I'm hearing all this stopping on G that's scared. What I'd like to hear, air going through the G to the next note. You've all got it. You've all got it. Just let it go and go through it. Even if there's a crack or something, we'll just giggle and go on.
There's a little fuzz about the bar before that sequence starts because I put an S, the last bar of measure 30, as an S on D3 so they could prepare for that. And there's a little trepidation about that.
Sure, that's no. I that's great.
Very well. So
as she says. Let's do D, letter D. It's a tricky place because you have to sing a word, sing a note on beat three and breathe and stuff, and come in on the downbeat. What am I trying to say? And what I want you to do is commit to taking the breath. The breath is there and it's in a good place. Commit is what it means. What's just at the at F? Not in the rush. There.
You're following me really well.
F is the E flat. Dom, ba, ba, bom, bom. don't have an F, you have D.
Yes.
This is the E-flat major, yeah.
So this is their letter E.
Oh, you know what? I don't have a letter E. I have D then F. Makes sense, yeah. Sneak to the end, so I'm hearing half hosaw and hosaw, and I don't want the stuff. One more time from E. Conductor of the course wanted la, alleluia, the whole time. And it was the hardest thing for me even to say la after you say it. Five times you go back to alleluia the whole time. Alleluia. It was just a mess. Same thing with een for me. So write it and remind yourselves. I would like to do we have a break for them before, do we have more stuff to do with them tonight?
We'll have a break around 8:45. We have 15 minutes.
I would like to go on and then possibly do it during break if that's okay. Just quickly run through the one thing. Or I can even play if you don't mind do that. I just sense it by yourself.
Sure.
Listen and
sure.
Thanks. And that way we don't have to have everyone sit and do that. So let's go on to movement 5. Definitely did, or no? It out. I would prefer if we can. I would rather have something stagger breath, or just take off on two of the measure before A, and tank up to go through it. For me personally, just right where you start. And the one.
Thank you.
That E can even be softer than what you did. You'll have a second time to go through this section and you can sing it much louder. How about two before E? Add on that. Right? I want to hear most of the vowel. Can we do that? Just let the multiple R go one more time.
Thank you.
take a break now and we'll do the last 2 minutes on our way back. Quick and short. Thank you, everyone. It's going to be beautiful.
That's my favorite motif, too.
Oh, I know.
And then I love all those changes.
Announcements,
please.
There are still announcements. First of all, don't forget Sunday. We are at Lady College. There are directions on your course notes. Parking is limited. Art's costly. I believe that it costs to park in the BART parking lot on Sunday. So, carpool if you can, or take BART and just walk across the street. It's very easy. Let's see. Here's a flyer available tonight for this performance. Next week we will have posters for those of you who love to go for walks and put them up.
Thank you, Erica, for putting this together.
Yes, Erica has become our resident designer. With a little guidance. There is also Monique.
Yes.
Would you like to talk about next Wednesday for a moment?
Well, you all should have gotten the email. I hope you all got the email. And you see the flyers here tonight. Our Christmas sale isn't until December, and I know a lot of us have Halloween lights and Halloween scarves and funny critters and things around the house that we've all outgrown, costumes we've outgrown, you know, and maybe you have children costumes or your children have outgrown. Please bring them. We're going to have a sale next week. It'll be a little fall harvest moon sale. Linda's not here. I hope we'll do her proud. But I got the email. Maybe some of you brought stuff tonight. You can bring stuff on Sunday. It's not too big. I'll take it with me. Otherwise, if you could bring it early on Wednesday. And church will be open at 6. And bring money.
To shop. Vincent.
Yes, please. This is the final opportunity to sign up. We have 50 seats reserved so far. There's not a lot of pressure on them. So we're going to turn them in
for the
single. We've got
December 10th.
12 places.
There's details on the back table.
The money can come in by the end of the week.
If you have questions?
If you need more information, just see me at the break. Because there are people that weren't here the last several weeks.
David?
Okay. As you know, we have special directors who are nominated from the chorus to sort of serve as the chorus's liaisons to the board, kind of the eyes and ears, and the people who comment on sort of the chorus's reactions to things. I'm pleased to say that Jane English has been nominated and has graciously agreed, if she is elected by you, to serve as a special director. And I just wanted to announce that now because we're going to be holding elections for special directors next week. If there is anyone else who is interested in participating in that role for the chorus and joining the board, please get in touch with either me or Barbara Miller. Thank
Barbara,
you.
Stand up so they can see us.
Okay.
That's it. Tickets. Oh, and tickets for the OYO concert are on sale at the back table. See David or Monique.
The chair setup, I'm pretty much going to be doing solo work, doing trio work upstairs. So if there's an extra person that can help Sandy or somebody else come in, you know, 6:45 to do chair setup, I really appreciate it. Normally I'm available, but with the trio, which is the window, we're going to be upstairs practicing. Number two,